In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The miraculous healings which our Lord worked during his ministry here on earth continue in a way even to our own day within the Church. The Church, by her prayers and good works, cares for the sick. Indeed, the Catholic Church is the largest health care provider in the world, having hospitals, hospices, places of respite in every country in the world. The healing that our Lord performs also continues in another way in the Church, in a sacramental way, through the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. We do well, I think, to think carefully about this sacrament, because not only do we hope to receive it for ourselves when the moment comes, but the Church is also very clear that it is the responsibility, first and foremost, of the friends and relatives of a sick person to make sure that the priest is called for this person. Now, of course, it's fine for us to call the priest ourselves if we feel the need to receive the sacrament, but it's not up to the sick person. We all have a responsibility to make sure that spiritual care is provided for our sick friends and sick relatives. Now, the priest, too, has this duty in a special way. He needs to be attentive and alert to the sick in his parish. But we share this responsibility. And so I want us to think carefully about what this sacrament is, so that we will know when to call the priest to visit our sick relatives and friends with this powerful and healing sacrament. The sacrament of the anointing of the sick, as is the case with all seven sacraments, was instituted by Jesus himself. We hear of our Lord curing the mother-in-law of St. Peter today, but he also gave that ministry of healing to his 12 apostles. A little later on in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verse 13, we hear that the 12 apostles were sent out to preach the good news and to anoint with oil those who were sick, curing them. Now, this ministry of healing, first entrusted to the apostles when our Lord was still present here on earth, takes a brand new dimension after his death and resurrection. Because after our Lord has died and risen again, the anointing with holy oil no longer just brings physical healing, it brings spiritual healing. This is told to us in the letter of St. James. The apostle writes, "Is anyone sick among you? Let him send for the priests of the church, and let the priests pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick person. And if they have committed any sins, their sins will be forgiven them." The sacrament of the sick sometimes does bring a physical healing. In my short time as a priest, I've seen this, and I've heard stories, both from other priests and those who've received the sacrament, of a physical healing that can occur. But even if there is no physical healing, even if this person receives the sacraments just a few moments before they die, they always receive spiritual comfort and spiritual healing, the forgiveness of their sins. And this is why this sacrament is usually connected with going to the sacrament of confession, receiving the anointing, and then receiving Holy Communion. The forgiveness of sins that makes us ready to receive the Lord in Holy Communion and ready to meet him when we die. The Church is also very clear that we do not have to wait until the moments just before our death before receiving the sacrament. The Church says that as soon as anyone begins to be in danger of death from illness or old age, they can receive the sacrament. And this could include danger of death that comes not just from physical illnesses, but perhaps from a mental illness or an addiction. It might not be manifested in an outward way, but those persons too can receive the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. All of this has been rather rule-based, what I've given you so far. But the power of the sacrament is not just in its administration, in calling the priest at the right time. It has a deep power in itself. And I think one of the greatest novels of the 20th century, written by a Catholic convert, Evelyn Waugh, gives the best description of what happens when a person receives the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. In this story, it's an old Catholic gentleman who's led a rather disappointing life. He has abandoned his family, he's neglected his religious duties, and yet he comes home to die. His family gathers around him and calls for the priest. His son-in-law is an atheist, and we are told the story from his point of view. This atheist has a great love for this man's daughter, his wife, but no belief in God. This is what happens in the heart of this viewer as he sees the sacrament of the anointing of the sick take place. "Now," said the priest to the dying man, "I know you are sorry for all the sins of your life, aren't you? Make a sign if you can." But there was no sign. "Try and remember all your sins," says the priest. "Tell God you are sorry. I'm going to give you absolution." I saw the priest make the sign of the cross. Then I knelt too and prayed, "O God, if there is a God, forgive him his sins, if there is such a thing as sin." And the man on the bed opened his eyes and gave a sigh, the sort of sigh I had imagined people make at the moment of death. But his eyes moved so that we knew there was still life in him. The priest took the little silver box from his pocket and touched the dying man with an oily wand. He finished what he had to do, put away the box, and gave the final blessing. Suddenly, Lord Marchmain moved his hand to his forehead. I thought he had felt the touch of the oil and was wiping it away. "O God," I prayed, "don't let him do that." But there was no need for fear. The hand moved slowly down his breast, then to his shoulder, and Lord Marchmain made the sign of the cross. Then I knew that that sign I had asked for was not a little thing, not a passing nod of recognition. A phrase came back to me from childhood, and the veil of the temple being rent from top to bottom. We heard in the gospel Simon say to our Lord, "Everyone is searching for you." Everyone is searching for Christ. They find him in different ways. Perhaps our family and friends will find Christ, will find faith in seeing how we receive the sacraments. If when the moment comes and we receive the sacrament of the anointing of the sick with faith and devotion, perhaps all those people in the room with us will be touched also by the grace. They will see the presence of Christ there in the sacrament, and they too can receive some healing. The greatest healing, the gift of moving from doubt and unbelief into faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.